This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be arriving in Johannesburg today to attend the three-day G20 Leaders Summit. This marks his fourth official visit to South Africa following his bilateral visit in 2016 and later for the two BRICS summits in 2018 and 2023. Earlier, in his departure statement, Prime Minister Modi said the summit will be an opportunity to discuss key global issues, adding that he will present India's perspective at the summit in line with the nation's vision of Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam and One Earth, One Family, One Future. The Prime Minister added that this will be a particularly special summit given that it would be the first G20 summit being held in Africa. He recalled that the African Union became a member of the G20 during India's presidency in 2023. Highlighting the theme of this year's G20 solidarity, equality and sustainability, he said South Africa has carried forward the outcomes of previous summits held in New Delhi and Rio de Janeiro. The Prime Minister also said he looks forward to interacting with leaders of partner countries and participating in the 6th IBSA summit, which is scheduled on the sidelines of the G20 summit. He also expressed eagerness to meet the Indian diaspora in South Africa, which is among the largest Indian communities outside India. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today announced that the next 1 year will be dedicated to the modernization of the Border Security Force, BSF, and welfare of BSF personnel. Addressing the BSF's Diamond Jubilee Foundation Day ceremony at Bhuj in Gujarat, he stated that the Home Ministry has set a 5-year target to make the BSF the most modern and aggressive force in the world. Highlighting BSF's achievements, the minister said the force has seized narcotics worth 12,95,000 crore rupees in various operations against drug trafficking. On counterinsurgency, the minister praised BSF's work, asserting that the country will be free from naxalism by March 31, 2026. Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting Dr. L. Murugan today chaired the Ambassadors' Roundtable on co-production at the sidelines of International Film Festival of India, IFFI, in Panaji, Goa. The participants discussed strengthening anti-piracy measures, expanding international film co-production and promoting Indian cinema at global film festivals. Addressing the gathering, Dr. Murugan called for greater international co-production as India is cementing itself as a studio for the world. He noted that the domestic media and entertainment sector is projected to reach over $31 billion in the next 10 years. Meanwhile, Information and Broadcasting Secretary Sanjay Jaju called for greater international collaboration to shape the media and entertainment industry. The 56th edition of the International Film Festival of India, IFFI 2025, has entered the second day today. The much-coveted masterclasses were inaugurated today by Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting Dr. L. Murugan, along with Secretary Ministry of INB Sanjay Jaju at the Kala Academy in Panaji, Goa.
More than 200 movies are going to screen the entire festival. And this festival highlights that first time we are given opportunity to the 50 women directors' movies are going to screen. Our Honorable Prime Minister Sri Narendra Modi's vision, the women empowerment.
Thousands of illegal Bangladeshi immigrants are leaving India through various border check posts in West Bengal since the Special Intensive Revision, SIR, has started. Border Security Force, BSF, is handing over the Bangladeshi nationals to the Border Guard, Bangladesh, after taking biometrics and completing necessary documentation work. Our correspondent from North, 24 Parganas, reported that many Bangladeshis who had illegally intruded into India are returning to their country through Hakimpur checkpost of Swarupnagar. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, were trading moderately down in afternoon trade today. The Sensex fell 150 points to 85,483, while the Nifty dipped 43 points to 26,149 when reports last came in. On the sectoral front, realty, metal and PSU banks were trading under pressure, while auto was bucking the trend. And with that, we end this news bulletin.